Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
She put what on Instagram? He left her for who? They're in rehab again? It's The Daily Dish with Anna and Raven on Star 99.9.
Katy Perry's been going out with Orlando Bloom since this past January when they met after the Golden Globes. And everything seems to be kind of okay. They're kind of keeping out of the limelight, doing their thing.
Mm-hmm.
Until the other day,
right? Right, I heard about this.
Yeah, there was a picture leaked of Orlando Bloom getting very cozy to a little miss Selena Gomez.
Which just seems totally weird for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, Selena Gomez can get hang out with anybody that she wants to. And great. Lord of the Rings was awesome, I guess. And, you know.
Orlando Bloom's
if you're
a handsome
into elves,
guy.
He is. But you know what? He strikes me as a player, I guess, because he's often getting, you know, hands-on with chicks.
Well, Katy Perry was kind of quiet about this the whole time when those pictures surfaced. But then she put this cryptic tweet up. And all it was a link to this song. See if you recognize it.
We were so very much in love. And then one day...
It's Patti Smith, right?
He went away.
Patti Klein? Patsy Klein?
That I died.
Patsy Klein, Cliff? Smith?
But I didn't.
Peggy Lee, as you're
oh, there we go.
Naming every
one of those.
Name that you could possibly think of.
One of those.
That's an older song, and it's called Is That All There Is? It's an old Peggy Lee song, and in it, it talks about love and when it dies, not being as heartbroken as she thought that she would be, and people thought this was Katy Perry responding to that, saying that,
mm-hmm.
Hey, it's true, I'm moving on. But then, last night, late, she posted another tweet, and basically what it says is, don't believe all the hype. None of that is real. It's just conspiracy theories. So who knows what's real and what's not at this point?
You know what? She's been through it. She's been divorced,
yeah.
Right? She's had her ups and downs with John Mayer and whatnot. She's battle tested.
Yeah, she knows.
Right.
She knows.
What will be, will be.
Exactly. Let's talk about Ryan Gosling, Eva Mendes. Incredibly private. And they've kept their first pregnancy under wraps for 7 months. And now Esmeralda is 19 months old. And they've managed to keep her second pregnancy a total secret until the baby was born late last month. And it's another little girl. Nobody even knew that Eva Mendes was pregnant again.
Yeah, I like how they keep their stuff kind of close to the vest. You know, they do a good job.
Yeah, but it turns out that Ryan Gosling isn't exactly hiding out in his house or anything like that with his two little girls. He takes Esmeralda to the playground all the time. And he went on Ellen yesterday to talk about playground wars. Because when he was growing up, they used to have graffiti wars where they would, like, spray paint over each other's names. And this is what he says happens.
I heard that if you tag over someone else's tag, that that's how you start a battle. And now, since I take my little girl to the park, you know, we always write her name in chalk. And some kid has been erasing her name and writing their name over it.
Ooh.
Finally, I'm in a proper tagging battle.
Bad.
So I'm trying to explain to my little girl that, you know, this is... You know, she doesn't care. She's like, well, we'll just chalk anywhere else. Mm. And I'm like, no, this
yeah.
is, they're disrespecting your mother.
I love it. I love that he's
he
making
takes
her
it personal.
Stand up. Yeah, like it's so great. And I got to tell you, that chalk is a good time. But man, every single time we walk out the door in the morning and mm-hmm. it's not on our front walkway anymore, Hayden loses her mind.
Right. You feel like somebody came and erased it.
Right.
Like somebody came and took it. It's like, no, it just rained.
That's what I said. I'm like, it rained last night, Hayden. Nobody erased your artwork.